This is Morning Edition on North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Jeff Tabiri. With just 3 weeks until the Iowa caucuses, presidential candidates are hopscotching across the United States making their political pitch. Donald Trump is in Windom, New Hampshire this morning. Ted Cruz has an afternoon event scheduled in Baton Rouge. And Republican hopeful Marco Rubio is in Sarasota, Florida today to deliver an economic address on taxes and spending. This past weekend, Rubio rallied in Raleigh.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. After 7 years of Barack Obama, this is not a time for patience. If we get this election wrong, we may not be able to turn this thing around.
For about 45 minutes, the son of Cuban immigrants spoke about how his presidency would take shape. Religious freedoms, gun rights, defending the U.S. Constitution, and growing the Navy are a few of the conservative staples he discussed. Rubio also described how his time in the Oval Office would begin immediately following the inauguration.
My hand's going to get tired doing this, but I'm going to do it. My first minute's there. I am going to repeal every single one of Barack Obama's unconstitutional executive orders.
Rubio's visit to the state fairgrounds came a month after GOP frontrunner Donald Trump stumped just a few doors down. Despite the proximity of the two events, they were decidedly different. Instead of a few thousand supporters, Rubio's stop brought out a few hundred. Gone was the throng of national reporters, replaced with a smaller contingent of mostly local media, and there were no oversized heads on foam board or heckling protesters. There were, however, many more familiar political faces.
Well, he's powerful, substantive, conservative.
Representative Skip Stam is a longtime Republican member of the North Carolina House. He's also one of about a dozen state lawmakers who have endorsed Rubio.
He combines a good campaign style, very conservative, rational, but in temperament, he is not angry, he's not impulsive, he's thoughtful. And we need that.
Stam sees four or five acceptable Republican presidential candidates. Trump is not one of them.
We have to deal in specifics. He deals in vague generalities. And I think it's easier for legislators to understand how empty that can be.
No state lawmakers have come out to declare their support of Trump. At his event last month, there were no elected officials on stage or conservative power brokers visible in the crowd, as was the case this weekend with Rubio.
Well, it's interesting in that academic research says that endorsements are really important, but particularly for early primary states.
David McLennan is a professor of political science at Meredith College. He says the real wave of endorsements is taking place in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Two dozen states hold primaries before North Carolina. Because of that timing in the election cycle, he doesn't expect to see Senate leader Phil Berger or House Speaker Tim Moore back a candidate. Governor Pat McCrory has already indicated he will not offer an endorsement by the primary.
You know, if we go back to 2008, for example, we've seen in the Obama administration, he has brought people into the Obama administration that endorsed Hillary Clinton. So if we use that as an example, it really doesn't matter all that much.
Formal endorsements have been part of American politics for at least 150 years. They continue to offer some influence, but have yet to help close the gap for candidates chasing Trump. Despite the lack of policy details, establishment support, and prominent endorsements, Trump continues to lead the cluttered field of GOP hopefuls, both nationally and here in North Carolina. Rubio sits third in the race. The primary premiere is less than a month away, and early voting in North Carolina begins in just 45 days.